everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intellectual Kink.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I'm all right. I'm Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
We have some guests.
We do have some guests.
We have Sanger, Audax Oceana.
Hello.
And we have the lovely Mistress Lily.
Lily of the Valley.
Lily of the Valley.
And we not truly from the Valley, obviously.
Yeah, but I did
actually grow up in the Valley.
Right. Remember when I named her that? She said, oh, I'm from the Valley, so that works. She's still on my phone as Lily of the Valley, by the way. Even though I actually know, like, all of her name.
Yes, trust.
And we have a couple other people coming. Today's going to be a little bit of a different show. We originally had some guests to come on that we're going to talk about Japanese rope and Japanese rope art, as well as a pretty well-known Japanese rope artist from Japan. And we are going to reschedule them for a month because we have some pretty serious news that happened in our community. There was a wonderful woman that has been on our show many times by the name of Fauna, and she suddenly passed away last night. And that sucks. But we really, really wanted to take this time to celebrate her. And I'm totally not going to get teary the entire show, I promise. Because I'm nervous. Because she, for anybody who remembered her on the show, she's fantastic. And she's wonderful. And so this is our way of remembering her. I could not have done a show that was not involving her today because that would have just been really rude.
No.
So that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah. So.
And I don't have tissue.
Oh no. Shit. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's my own fault.
The booth is running. They're looking for tissue. Okay.
It's my own fault. It's
okay. I think I have tissue, but I think when the booze is flowing, you don't really need tissue.
Yeah, it's true.
She won't.
It'll all blend.
Why?
Tears and vodka will all be one.
So as the lovely singer pointed out, Fauna's liquor of choice was vodka. So we have some vodka on the way.
Yes.
So we can toast.
Because in LA, you can get delivery.
You can. And we had vodka at happy hour beforehand. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much.
Hooray, booth. So, engineer. Yay.
So this came as a shock because, as far as
because
we all,
it's a shock.
Because it was a shock. Saw her.
We just saw her.
You know? But not just that. She was young. You know, she just turned 40. That's fucking young.
Yeah.
And for all intents and purposes, she was healthy. Mm-hmm. It baffles me.
And active.
And very active. She would walk dogs. And man, that woman could beat a woman, a person, a man too.
I would like to point out that it's like our year-iversary, our anniversary, July 17th. I met you both, but I met Fauna that day because you beat the shit out of me.
So
I am pounding.
Love for you to tell the story because Sanger's story of how she met Fauna is truly indicative of the kind of person that Fauna was. This is something Fauna does to everybody.
Yes. But to give everyone a little bit of background on Fauna. Mm. So Fauna words won't even really describe what her impact was on the community. So she...
Impact, but...
So she was the coordinator for the Threshold Society, which, as a lot of us know, is a very long-standing...
toasting.
Cheers.
31 years, older than Nancy, as Fauna pointed out on this show.
It is a nonprofit dedicated to the education and the support of BDSM.
Yes. And so she was a coordinator, which means, you know, head honcho in charge, making shit happen, making people do stuff.
Someone's buzzing.
She was nominated at Southland Honors 2014 for the Jeff Berman Community Service Award. And I remember when this happened, she was so beside herself.
She was floored. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, what, me?
What?
What did I, me?
She was also one of the founding members of the Dom Scout troop of which most of us in this room are a member of. And she...
Which is Kinky Girl Scouts, if you guys don't know.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome.
And she... I'm not. Her philosophy was, you know...
But that's your choice.
It is my... I'm fine with that.
But she, you know, she... All she wanted was to spread education. She wanted to take over the world with that fucking troop.
So when she started Dom Scouts, it was all about, look, everybody needs help. Mm-hmm. Everybody can learn something. I don't care who you are or what you are. And her entire idea was, look, we're gonna earn these goofy, obnoxious badges like Girl Scouts have on a sash, but they're gonna be kinky, and they do actually have kinky badges. And we're gonna do it together. I don't care if you've been caning or paddling or flogging for 20 years. You're gonna earn this fucking badge with us. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And you cannot understand how bonding of an experience that is with a group of people. Even when you're like, shh, you know, nobody can be like, I know everything. And that's the premise. That's what makes Dom Scout so effective, is that everybody's like, oh, I don't know everything. I can learn. Hello, I silenced mine.
Oh, sorry.
Is that booze?
No, it's not booze, unfortunately.
I think also...
The wine is good, though.
Thank you for the wine.
You're welcome.
Would you please endear us with your story?
Okay, so...
It is a fantastic story.
The tiny, tiny preface is, I've been active in kink a very long time, but I came back to L.A. solo, and I took my time getting... And I, there's this lot of things going on. Didn't do it. Suddenly, like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. And I went out to a midweek party that was only for women at the time, and I almost couldn't do it because there was no way to get in. I didn't know how to get in. There were two other people driving up, and I thought, oh, I got to play this kind of cool. Hey, you guys going to some kind of party? Hello? And they're like, yeah, we're going to this kinky. Oh, okay, great, we got this. All right, so you don't know what to keep it on the down low. We go in, and everyone's kind of huddled in the kitchen.
Huddled deep inside the chicken.
That's another euphemism for fisting. Yeah.
For fisting.
And I don't even know what's going on. What do I do? Party, I got this. And I figure, like, fuck it, I got nothing to lose. I could get rejected. I couldn't. I don't care. But I walk it. I mean, I see this woman who just reminds me. I mean, all I think of is a mountain. Like, she had her fucking feet on the ground, and she's just not, like... Yep, there's six people here. And they're kind of doing the, oh, my name is, and I'm this kind of kinky, and I'm this very involved, and I have these many different identifications, rather. And I was like, masochist, I want to get fucked up. Who can help? You know, like, I wanted to get across the point that I knew my shit, and I could play, and I knew how to throw down, and it's been a while. Could somebody help me out, you know? But, hi, babe.
We have two more. Just enjoyed us.
Ladies who joined. Lizzie
and Birdie.
Do you not? Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't. We can't. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so that was July 17th last year. Like, almost right now. Wow, holy shit. And she's, you know, and I remember her saying on this show, like, I remember that night. I had no give a fuck, you know, and she didn't. And it was so awesome because she walked by me and I kind of tug on her sleeve and I say, hey, can I see your toy bag? And it was on. And I think we fucked about for 2-3 hours. I mean, it was amazing. And of course, it's like my first dance back and, you know, getting it going. And I'm so, fuck yeah. And you hit me. What?
So there's a sidebar to your story.
Oh my.
The other perspective of that.
Do tell.
So we knew about this party. I don't know if it was the first of but it was fairly early on in this when they did this midweek on women's party. But that happened to be the same night we used to do Intellectual Kink. Mm-hmm. And we were like, the party starts at like 8 or 9 and we're like, the show is over at 10.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
We're like, the party ends at midnight.
Okay, fine. It's not anywhere convenient to our homes at all. But we're like, all right, we're going to go to this party. We were not super crazy about going to the party, but we were going because we wanted to support our sisters. That was the big thing. We wanted to support our sisters. So we went to the party. Cruising by, you know, do the obligatory walk by all the rooms, see what's going on, go to the kitchen, and then walk by out. And I walk out, and Fauna is beating this lady in the purple room. And Fauna
That's
goes,
me.
And Fauna goes, Mistress, but she says my real name because she knows my real name. And then she says, come here, this chick can take anything. I'm fucking exhausted. Spank her, hit her.
And it was like, a great night.
Okay. And it wasn't even an option. Like, I had to hit her. I was like, okay, I'll come and hit her. And then I remember getting up to you and, like, I was touching you. And then I kind of leaned into you. I was like, is it all right if I hit you? And you're like, oh, yeah, totally. And so then I got to spank Sanger. And it was just, and that's not the only time that Fauna had done that with me. There had been other times where she's like, oh, come, do CBT on my boy with me. Let's do this. And she loved that collaborative kind of thing.
Yeah.
She would get so excited, like a puppy dog. She would get so excited like a puppy dog about these things.
So many times.
And it was the cutest thing. It was just, she had such a huge heart.
She wanted to share all of the joy. And that's really what it came down to, is that she felt so happy about whatever she was doing. And she wanted you to have just as much fun as she was having. And just wanted to make everyone enthusiastic about it. It was infectious, really.
I think
absolutely
for her, it was, oh, shit, this is fun. Oh, shit, that's fun, too. And she talks about, like, God, no, never needles. Are you fucking nuts? And wait a minute.
What?
I'll just give it a taste.
That's right.
And then suddenly, like, which is kind of on the same track as the CBT. Like, oh, wait, if you poke this, it might be okay. You know, if you pull that and, oh, wait, I've got this cage and wait, there's sounds and just
that cage.
Like, I know. If anyone can find the cage.
I'll pay money for it. I want it so bad.
But let's hear from the ladies that just joined us.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're on a radio show and you don't want to talk?
What? Really?
I'm being silly.
It's all right.
A little bit silly.
She's just here sharing in the love.
Share the love.
We have alcohol coming if you'd like some of it.
Yeah.
Lizzie is actually having a Fauna moment. Aww. Right?
She is?
Fauna was big love, big heart, and an easy cry.
Oh my God.
She was. And she giggled. Like, I'm crying.
On our drive over, I was cracking stupid jokes and crying simultaneously.
You kind of got a, what the fuck just happened?
I know, exactly. And
what the fuck just happened?
And I said, I'm a horrible human. I literally am crying, ugly crying. I'm a horrible person because I'm laughing. You know, like I'm a horrible human being, right? And Nancy goes, you know, Fawn would want us to do that too. And I said, but she wouldn't be able to crack a joke. She gets too emotional. And then it made me cry worse because what kind of a horrible person says that?
But, you know, and
you didn't say anything untrue.
No, I didn't. But it wasn't mean either.
Yes. No. And the truth was that, and I told you, had she been the one crying, yeah, she probably would have been able to crack jokes. But she would have relied on you to crack jokes.
That's true.
She totally would have.
That's true. Anyway.
Because it sucks. What the fuck just happened is really what's going on. It's okay.
You know, I say this to other people that are grieving when it's not me grieving. And I say, grief is for the living. Grief is about us. It's totally not about them. It's about us.
And it's still okay.
I know. It's not a bad thing. Yeah. It isn't. It's a thing and it has to happen. But it's about us. And I've discovered that the bigger impact on us when we grieve has everything to do with how we empathized and related with the person that passed. And Fauna was the kind of person that everybody empathized with her on some level. So, and I was saying this earlier to Nancy, there's going to be a massive hole in our community. We've had a lot of deaths in the last couple of years.
For fucking real, dude.
But I can't think of one that's going to leave the kind of hole that this will. It's just a true statement.
You described this family on our way over here, and I want you to tell everyone who she was in this family.
So Ms. D is the matriarch. Fauna is the big sister that bosses everybody around and makes them do stuff, and they fucking hate her, but they love her at the same time.
Like sisters are.
And Az is the little sister that does things the big sister does, but she fucking gets pissed off at her big sister all the time because of it.
We love you. We love you, Az.
We love you, Az.
It's true. No, I love her so much, but it's true. And then like any of the other boards, when it was Phil was the brother that kind of like sloughed her off like, ah, that's Fauna, you know?
And did it anyway
because you did what your big sister told you to do. And that's just kind of who Fauna's always been before she was even a board member, before she was, you know, and it's not even just in Threshold, it's just in our community.
Which is why community service awards come.
All right. And it's one of those
nominations.
That's now our family is missing a big sister. And that sucks.
I think on the thing you said about grief being about us, and I think the it's hard to say, yes, this is about me right now. I am bummed to fuck out because it's about me. But by the same token, it's still like the truth. Like, and this is a time to speak that truth, right? And the hard thing about the sudden, just wait, what? I clocked out from work after 2 hours. Fuck this. I'm not going to work today. You know, like, fuck this entirely. Like, I saw my phone ringing. I'm like, she doesn't call me. Something's wrong. And I answer the phone. What's wrong? And
I saw that and I was like, my boss was literally right next to me. And I'm like, deal with it later.
Yeah. I mean, I walked into my chief's office and I just said, what's up? He's like, you need time, take it. And I'm like, yeah. But the sun is just a gut kick. Yeah. It's just a gut kick.
So for those of you that are listening and want to call in and share your own stories.
It has to be a fauna story, please. I will cut you the fuck off if it's not good.
We're good. We're easy to say fuck off. We can totally say, and a funny one.
The number is 800-893-9562.
We can call.
You can also tweet us at the show if you don't want to call in. But
and somebody should probably call in and talk about what happened at Carnal Carnival.
Oh my God. I want to talk about it now.
I'm looking at you, people at Brian's house.
Oh, please. Oh, I want to look at those pictures. I hope that video's there.
There's a photo of me when I put the pie in her
You
face.
Were awful. You were so bad.
See, I was so...
Okay. Everybody, let's
There's
keep listening.
There's a sadist in every massacre.
At Threshold, which is a nonprofit, therefore they need fundraising and they need another way in order to support all of their outreach programs. So one of their fundraisers that they do every year is called Carnal Carnival. Funny, right?
Right?
Got it. And at this particular event, which was what, 2 weeks ago?
A week ago.
It was a week and a half ago. Saturday.
Yeah. Wow. That's no, 2 weeks ago. It was. Fauna volunteered for people to make donations so that they could, it's called sploshing, right? They could splosh her, which for those who don't know is messy food play. So then she was in a pair of biker shorts and a bra in a kiddie pool with goggles on, and she had whipped cream pies put on her, chocolate syrup, ketchup.
You paid to get
mustard.
To oh my God, that's perfect.
Cheerios, oatmeal, oat bran, honey, prune juice.
Was there ketchup?
There was ketchup, and she almost vomited.
You can call it a culinary assault.
It was. Oh. Yeah, it was, and she was everywhere. Her breasts and she was her face and her hair, and it was
until she was broken.
She was broken. her body language. She was like, she was totally slumped over. And
oh, you broke her. I didn't give any money because I thought she hated it so much. And she's like, what the fuck?
After she got drugged to the shower so she could clean.
Shower only has cold water, I think.
I saw her at the night and she didn't even smell bad, which was surprising. And her hair looked surprisingly lustrous, which makes me think perhaps ketchup is good for the hair. And she was just all smiles. Like she said, she's like, it was fun. She's like, everybody had a good time. There was no malice to it. It was just...
There was just ketchup and prune juice, and apparently that was
laughing. The prune juice. Who comes up with this
hell
shit?
Of a mixer, by the way.
A sub?
Says Nancy.
That's fucking brilliant.
But it was a scene that everybody got to participate in, whether you actually did or didn't. And that's the kind of thing that Fauna did. Not just that scene, but like other things where... She really believed in incorporating as many people as possible. She was very all-inclusive to the point that it used to drive me crazy. As a co-leader of Dom Scouts, I am constantly that evil HR bitch that says, no, why? And she's just like, but everybody deserves a chance. And I'm like, you know, because I'm the bitch and she's the nice person. But that's not a bad problem for her to have.
Well, I wouldn't want to get that note sent to me. Oh, are you? Oh, da 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 da.
So, check out that picture
on the camera.
Fuck yeah, Birdie.
That was so much fun.
Who took that?
Az took that.
If fuck yeah, Az.
Probably look Az at Birdie's tits, the shell that she has as well, simultaneously while you're looking at Fauna. I think that would be good for everybody.
Birdie's holding my hand.
I am.
Hi, Birdie.
Two masochists.
Oh, I know.
Together.
Can we come together sometime?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm
Nancy?
For it. Oh,
you got two fists. I have two hands for lube.
Make this happen.
Double fisting. Here it is.
We could note Fauna, the best fisting doula.
Oh, my God.
She's
so I remember when we fisted here.
Sammy.
Yes, right there, in fact. And
right,
and this,
I was fisted over there.
And the concept to being the fisting doula was very foreign to Fauna.
It's a strange
really.
Concept,
right? And so, and she, you know, she gloved up. She gloved up.
She took that shit seriously.
She took it so seriously. It was awesome. And so she gloved up, and she had the lube. She had her hands up like a fucking surgeon, and she was ready. She was ready, and she was very attentive,
she was a way better fisting doula than me, and I had done it before. I was the play by player this time because it was on the show, right? And then, this was a different time.
Oh, I know, but it's still funny.
Oh, and so I'm doing the play by play, and da da da. But it was one of those. She was just like she was serious. Do you need more lube? She was right on it. Awesome.
She started rubbing Sammy's leg and everything.
She did. She's all about calming them.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas I'm like, I have a dildo. Can we stick it in her ass? and the bottom's like, no! I'm like, God damn it.
I remember one time you lent me to her because she was going to do a humiliation class for Femme Fatale.
And I couldn't be there.
And you couldn't be there. And I was really nervous because I've never had her be like, go and do this thing for someone else. But I trusted Fauna.
Oh.
I totally trusted her. And so, and I remember it was a very, you know, it was
splashy.
It was very splashy.
Oh,
very splashy.
Not
splooshy, splashy.
But she was very, very much all business, right? When it came to teaching something, she was, you know, she's always a goofball, but she always was very much like, this is what it is. And I remember feeling a little bit nervous. And right before the whole thing, the actual demo part of it started, you know, she looks at me and she's like, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Very calm. Mm-hmm. She knew I was a little bit. And then it was awesome. And then it was there so much awesome. And then afterwards, you know, she took me to, you know, go hose me off and shit.
Which was also the awesome.
Right.
Awesome all around.
But, you know, having that constant care for someone else, always thinking about somebody else before herself.
Well, she was definitely the epitome of like a responsible top.
Mm.
You know, I had a really like pretty like traumatic incident happened to me at the beginning of the year, and I had to take a break from playing. And when I felt like I was finally ready for it, she was the second person that I played with. Mm. And we had never played, and it was very impromptu, and we did our negotiations. And my whole thing was like, I knew that afterwards I would need aftercare, and I just needed like someone to take care of me, you know, and not feel abandoned. We had the most fantastic scene. Mm. Like, same thing. I had her, like, sweating and panting, and she's like, oh, my God. What's happening? You know, and I'm sitting there laughing my ass off and
making
all my noises. And she's like, she's so happy. She's like, look at your noises. You're amazing. I love this. And it was like, I felt so confident, and she was the first person to cunt punch me. And it was
amazing. Fuck, yeah.
She started going there, and I was like, oh. Someone's knocking at my door. Nothing. Hello, Fauna.
Hello.
We had the most wonderful scene, though, and she was like, she was amazing and beautiful and so supportive. And even though she was there, like doing her thing, and her sadist was coming out, and it was wonderful, but she was like, she knew what had happened to me, and no matter what, she was taking care of me.
I think that the saying that what you said was as hers a responsible top, and that you like committed to negotiating prior to just jumping into this mm-hmm. thing. That was my experience too. And I think that's a clinical thing maybe that people skip. And that she was dedicated. A new person, haven't played before. Let's make this work out. Because, and your fantastic scene, and my fantastic scene with her, my first time playing with her. Not that none of the other ones were, but certainly, who the fuck is this little girl that showed up and what does she want? And she, okay, I'll hit her for so
long. Yeah.
But I think the negotiation thing that she, like, yes, I'm going to do that. And you and I
she
both.
She was very good at creating a very positive experience.
It wasn't like, okay, so now we're going to, like, what do you hate? What do you like? Mm-hmm. What do you, you know? I mean, she was, let's do this, how, you know, kind of by the books. Mm-hmm. And your fantastic scene came from that communication. And that is seriously legacy. Like, that's something that will stick around.
Well, that's a legacy, but it's not just about being a responsible top. She was responsible top to the community, right?
She really
so
was.
She made Dom Scouts part of her commitment to Dom Scouts was community service. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to give back. You don't just get to come and take. You have to give back. You have to teach. You have to volunteer your time. And I think when you talk about the whole to the community, that's sort of, that's a really big one. And I think if she was here, she would say, yeah, so I'm not around. So now it's up to all of you to step up. Right?
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, I talked to a lot of people today in my circle who never met her, but they had all heard of her. Like, and they knew exactly what kind of void, you know, she was leaving.
Yeah.
And they just knew. And those who even knew her briefly, same thing. They were just like, what? You know, she, even if you didn't know her, you knew her.
And you knew of her, and it sort of behooves everybody to emulate those qualities. She's not around, but she's left behind a lot of qualities that we all want to emulate and
big
should.
Fucking clown shoes to fill.
My last photo with her was her in her clown makeup.
Right?
Which I loved, because I love clowns.
I hate clowns.
And I loved her.
And I still love her.
She was a terrifying clown.
She was amazing.
There
I love
no
clowns.
There is no such thing as a non-terrifying clown.
I love clowns, but she's sadistic clowns. And she was so good.
Yeah.
I loved her. I just wanted to hug her and pinch her little clown cheeks.
The first time I saw Fauna, I didn't know it was Fauna, because she was in her clown suit. And I walked into Threshold, and there was this big blonde clown standing there. And I'm a pretty brave person, but I walked in, and I went, I don't know. That's pretty terrifying. She was amazing.
So, there was a boy who wanted to serve Fauna, and she gave him very specific direction to get a cupcake, a specific kind of cupcake, a very simple cupcake, a white cupcake with white frosting and sprinkles. That's it. Very, very simple. He showed up with a dozen super duper fancy cupcakes from a super duper fancy cupcake store, not one of which was a white cupcake with white frosting.
Holy crap.
And sprinkles. And she said, what does this do for me? This is not service. This is showing off, which is not what I asked for. So sent him away in shame.
Oh, no.
I don't know how much longer later. He apparently begged for a chance to come and begged for her forgiveness. Could he please do it right this time? She said, this is it. It's your last chance. So you can't fuck this shit up. And so he brought in this huge white cake cupcake with white frosting and those like dot-like sprinkles. They look like little confetti. And I have never seen somebody so happy to eat a boring fucking cupcake in my life. Fauna was so happy. And I don't think it was about the cupcake. I think it was because he listened. He learned. He followed directions. And it was just so entertaining. And I'll never forget the white fucking cupcake with the white goddamn frosting and the fucking sprinkles.
Which was the birthday cupcakes.
Which I fucked up.
Which she fucked up.
Are you
that was supposed to be the birthday cake, because I was like, remember what kind of cupcake she likes? And every sub's like, well, everybody likes chocolate. Well, apparently not.
That's not a fuck. I would like to speak for the gluten-free of us.
The gluten-free.
No cupcakes.
How about
not that I'm a dom, but...
Cotton candy?
No sugar.
No sugar?
Well, but that's gluten-free.
Please bring bacon. No, I'm not a dom. It's okay. Bacon.
Bacon.
Lily of the Valley.
She agrees with me. She likes salami.
I do like my meat.
Look, I ate a pound of that burger, and you only ate a half.
I got talked out of it.
I
am very easily influenced.
The whole mother.
You really did.
I gotta say,
teeny tiny thing.
Sanger, it was really hot to watch.
I'll eat it again.
And it was stuffed with cheese.
It was stuffed with peppers. I don't know what the fuck else was it stuffed with.
No, if you want the best burger on the planet, then you need to go to the Outlaw Cafe.
That's where
Outlaw Cafe. That's where we were.
Outlaw Cafe in Van Nuys, the best fucking burger you'll ever get.
You watch me eat too, but only Lily thinks it's hot. Is that what you're saying? I'm so.
They are not our sponsors, FYI.
No, we just like them. I can name all sorts of food places
hot,
if you're interested.
Hot beef injection.
Hot beef by the pound. Something.
Anyway, if your dom says no gluten, no sugar, don't bring her a fucking cupcake.
It's true. It's true.
Or
if they're vegetarian, don't bring them bacon.
To what? Bacon is the gateway meat. It's fine.
It is. No, it's not fine. That's why it's the least fine.
You know, sometimes we put bacon in chocolate.
Expressed is said, negotiate and find out.
It's true.
Before you fucking bring the cupcake.
It's all about communication.
Like all of your shows.
It's true. All of our shows, the root is communication.
She always liked coming on the show.
She says,
when
you
come on the show?
You know what? Last weekend I said, hey, when do you want to come on the show? And we even talked about it. She goes, I have a board meeting. Oh, all right. Well, next time. Definitely. We got to get you on the show.
She was the head of the shit. Why didn't she just rearrange the gun? No, I'm just kidding. A little bit.
I think because she was being courteous to the other board members.
Oh, sorry, other board members.
So it looks like Birdie brought an instrument to play.
Birdie.
I brought my ukulele because Fauna played the ukulele, and we used to talk about playing the ukulele together. We never actually got to, but I used to bring it to the club sometimes.
Are you tuned up, and could you play something for us?
I probably am tuned up.
Do you need more mics?
Our friend Birdie is aptly named Birdie because she is a songbird. So that's a, you know. That is secondary to why she is here.
That works. Okay. Let me bring up some lyrics because I care.
Yeah, I'm bad at that too.
Yeah.
Careful, the mics can't be too close.
Oh, sorry.
You'll get feedback.
The ukuleles are very small, you realize.
I'll hold it over here. I play left-handed, so it works out.
I believe you.
I'm not the one vibrating,
it's
but
still,
somebody else
still,
is.
Is that a phone
vibrating.
Or the feedback?
Or it's vibrating,
is
it's not
phone
me.
Inside of somebody?
Do the phone fist somebody?
Right? It does sound like it's oddly far away in some cavernous hole.
She said hole.
Wow. Some holes are less cavernous than others.
This
jeez,
is true.
Birdie.
It doesn't
this
have
true.
Anything to do with morality.
Tweet, tweet, Birdie.
All right, let's see if this will work.
Oh, shit, sorry.
That's okay.
Seriously.
That's okay.
Fuck you.
Pull in a china shop.
God, we can't take Sanger anywhere.
No, we really can't. Drag her places.
No, you're not. Nobody's running anything. All right. My phone's all cracked, so I... What?
Your phone locked?
Hmm?
What do you need?
I'm just going to prop it up really quick.
Oh, I was going to hold it for you.
Oh, thank you. My goodness. So helpful.
Does it...
She's the helpful Honda guy.
Does it... Do I need to
smell?
No, you're
I'm
good.
Crying.
Okay.
You're good.
So are you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Stop talking.
This is for Fauna, wherever she is. Hopefully here with me, playing her ukulele next to me. So there are the chords. Look over my shoulder.
For you, there'll be no more crying. I give the word. never be cold. 'Cause I feel that when I'm with you, it's all right. I know it's all right. And the songbirds are singing like they know the score. And I love you, I love you, I love you like never before. And the songbirds are singing like they know the score. And I love you, I love you, I love you like never before.
So because everyone here is really crying, I'm going to remind everyone of a story Fauna told on this show about listening to a couple fuck.
What? Oh my God! Yes! Best Fauna story ever!
And she was
I think about her every morning, but because of that, because I hear them every morning.
So she talks. We're out of focus. Look at that. How do we get back in focus? They'll do it. Hi, thank you, Booth. So Fauna, sitting in this chair, tells a story, and I can't do it nearly the justice she does. But the moral of the story, the beautiful couple she thought were having...
No, you're telling it wrong. You're telling it wrong.
I know. I just said I was going to tell it wrong.
Fauna, I will tell the story.
See
then.
How I changed that up and everyone's giggling and fucking me off and shit like
that. So Fauna lives in an apartment. That was amazing. Thank you. And upstairs from her lived this great big black boy and this little teeny tiny Asian girl. And he always imagined what sex was like with the two of them. And one morning she wakes up and she's in her bed and she's lying there and she hears this sound. She's like, and she's so, like, they're getting it on. And so she's like, oh. So she, gets out her stuff and starts doing her thing by herself. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, they're keep going. And like, there's like, come on. Yeah. Yeah. And she's
and
totally
giving it
well,
to
yeah, and,
her.
And yeah. And it's keep going. And so Fauna has her beautiful masturbation moment and she has an orgasm. She's like, oh, that's nice. And then when she's done, she still hears the sound. She's like, God damn, they're still going. Shit, man. It was true what they say about black guys and little Asian girls. And so she's sitting there and listening and still hearing it. And slowly it starts dawning on her. There's nothing changing about the sound. What is it? And then she realizes that it is, in fact, morning doves outside her window making the sound to which she just masturbated.
Oh, best story ever. It was funny.
It looks like we have a call.
We do.
We have a call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're on
Hi.
The you're on the phone. Who's this? Who do we have the pleasure?
This is Lady Shiva.
Hi, Shiva.
Wow, that was really good.
That was all Charlie's Angels-like.
That was great. Good job, guys.
Next time we'll do it in harmony.
No, we won't. That's, not me.
Shiva.
That was pretty well done.
Fucking out of line.
We'd love to hear.
Az is here too.
Hi, Az.
Yes.
Say hi.
Hi, little sister.
Hi, guys. It's Az.
We love you.
Love
so,
you too.
Do you have a Fauna story?
Be drunk.
We'll be there momentarily.
We will.
We're spending the night, FYI.
Okay.
She's got floor.
So Shiva, did you have something you wanted to share about Fauna?
I did. There was a... Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on speaker.
Go for it. No problem.
Okay, great. I mean, there's so many to choose from. Honestly, it was really Fauna that got me back into the scene. You know, she was always so happy to see me and so encouraging, and she never said no to me, and she always made me feel like everything I ever wanted to do was totally possible and that I could do it. And in that time, that was literally like the thing I needed the most. But on a really, you know, sexy note, I think my favorite Fauna moment is, it was at a party one night, and it was pretty late. It was like almost 2 a.m. Party was almost over. And I walk by, I think it's the medical room, and I see her gesturing like she's fucking a guy in the ass with like a dildo. I look down and it's a big metal cock, like big. And she was just going to town on this dude. And I am like, holy shit, what the fuck? So I triple take and I like lodge myself in between the doorway to watch.
As you do.
And she must have heard me because she turns around and looks at me, and I think, oh, you know, I was about to be like, oh, I'm sorry I interrupted you. But she was never like that. And she just puts this wicked grin on her face and does like a big thumbs up.
And nice.
I thumbs up back at her, and I made like a rock on kind of face. Going. And someone walked by me, and they're like, oh, what's going on in there? I'm like, oh, guy's getting fucked in the ass with a metal dildo. Like you do. So it was, it really embodied her nature. She had so much fun with her kink and her sexuality and exploring herself. It was never a dull moment. And it was never, it was just always so fun, and it made her so happy. And it was infectious. Like, even if she was doing something that you were totally not into, you just had to watch just because it was just so fun to watch her have fun.
I think I want to pipe. This is Sanger, by the way. Hi, Shiva.
Hi, Sanger.
And I really think that she saw that same, like, joy, giddiness. Let's do this shit within you. Like, and she sort of kind of, I mean, I saw that happen with the two of you. Just, she, like, there's an heir apparent thing going on there. Like, she really dug how much you could just sink your teeth into shit and enjoyed the shit out of things. So, like, that's something from a really far off observation, too. Just not
so
even
sweet.
Up in that shit, but I know.
I appreciate that so much.
Well, sure.
No, she was always so fun to be around, and it was infectious. You just had to have fun with her.
She's a go big or go home kind of a person.
No, it really
she's a go
was,
big or get
like
bigger.
Like, every time I walked by that door whenever she was playing, there was always something really crazy going on inside. It was never boring.
Ain't that the truth?
I think we have a brace of women who have that kind of thing, and that's our, like, sisters in arms with her, is that, yeah, fuck it, we're gonna do something.
But you know, she was totally. our trailblazer in that way. She really was.
She really was, yeah.
Really?
No, I have Tina here too. I think Tina would like to share a Fauna story.
Please.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Wow, long time, Tina.
Nice to hear you guys again.
Yeah, it's nice to hear you too. Please share.
My favorite Fauna story was about 3 Halloweens ago, and she's dressed as a belly dancer. she's quarantine vlogging very well, singing Phantom of the Opera very well, and belly dancing very well, all at the same time. And I'm sitting there watching her going, damn, she's got talent. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I've never seen that much talent in one person. So
that's a lot of ethnic combination, too.
It is. We're going to miss her desperately. Really going to miss her, too. I'm a DM, and she's been the head of the DMs for a long time, so we're going to miss her there, too.
Brother.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Clown shoes, though.
Clown shoes.
True.
Yes, true. Well, all right, I'm going to give the phone back.
All right.
Thanks, Tina.
I'm just going to share the look on her face when I was working on Sanger, when I was working on the first piece of your arm. It came in.
Yeah.
And it totally sketched her out.
to let everybody know, it was, hold on.
Shock.
It was flesh removal, so people understand why this might have sketched somebody out.
Yes.
You want to see this? Removal. Should I flash it?
Yeah, put it on the screen.
So we did the second half.
Yeah, she just made this scared look, like a shocked look, and it did a little dance with her feet before running out of the room and then coming back to look again.
Yeah, I remember her having that look before needles were done, too.
I hate it. I love it. Changed. I must have it. Yeah.
And it's a little dance that got me. She's like, oh God. And back.
All right. Thanks for the call, sweetie. We'll see you later.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Apparently, we have another caller.
We have
another
caller.
Get back to drinking. Have fun.
All right, bye.
See you soon.
I just want to say it just dawned on me that, you know, Fauna had social anxiety, she shared with me. And I think it's so amazing that a person who had such severe social anxiety has touched the lives of so many people.
You would never know it. She always had a smile on her face and always was positive.
Always interacting. It suddenly struck me how many people she's touched for somebody who was kind of afraid of people. It's really amazing. Yeah.
So we do have another call.
Next caller. And I'll just warn you right now, caller, be quick. We don't have a lot of time.
It's Titty Tori.
Hey, Titty Tori!
It's all right.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say hi to you ladies and, you know, share a little Fauna moment, which I think two of you were there to see.
Oh.
Well, you know, her little fascination with Honey Boo Boo, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I had to buy that little crown for her.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She loved it so much. And I wanted to go and buy a bigger one for her.
She really did.
She loved that tiara.
Fuck, she loved it.
That tiara is in her apartment with all of her really, really special things next to, like, where she has her prayer section. That tiara means a lot to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It meant that much to her because that area in her apartment was a very sacred area for her where she went to be at peace and to meditate. And she kept things that had a lot of love contained in them. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely one of those items.
And Toria.
Yeah, I'm just glad that I was able to put that smile on her face when I gave it to her. And I think I'm hoping Az still has that picture of her because it was priceless.
So sometime after that, Fauna and I were talking, and she confided in me that crown and then the adulation of the troop afterwards were what made her so she didn't quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was on the verge of quitting.
Wow.
And it was that moment that she realized, I can't quit. These people are counting on me. So I don't know if you're aware of how powerful that was, but it was really powerful.
Oh, my gosh, that means a lot. She was one of the few people that I met when I got into the community, and she welcomed me with huge open arms, and I'll never forget that.
She was our kink ambassador. She really was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish I could have gotten her the bigger crown because I was definitely looking for bigger and better for her.
Go big or go home. That's the Fauna way.
Yeah,
exactly.
It seems like it did just the trick. I mean, it seems like it was perfect no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tori. Will we see you Friday?
Friday, I'm going to try to make it out there, yeah.
Okay, look for an email. We're going to do something on Friday
as a
memorial.
I love you guys.
Love you
too,
honey.
We love you too.
Bye.
I don't know what time it is. I can't see.
Friday is a party at Threshold called Femme Fatale.
So this is a party that the troupe puts on every month.
The Dom Scouts troupe, yes. To which have been referred. Oh, Jesus, God.
Yes.
Yes. Deal from before.
Yes. So in every month, different members of the troupe step up to organize the class, to host the party. And Fauna was always like, you got to stay until the end because you got to clean and you got to do this and you got to do that. And I know for her, it was a big deal to kind of let people take on those responsibilities.
2 years ago, she did it all.
She did it all.
Beginning to end.
Yeah. Mm. And it was a really big deal for her because, so much of it was her baby. And so we're all going to be there. Threshold in North Hollywood. If
Google Threshold North Hollywood, you'll find it.
You'll totally find it.
It's not like it's a speakeasy. It's on Google Maps.
Yeah. And So the hopefully, you know, most of the troupe is going to be there, and we'll have our sashes on.
And for those that are listening and those that aren't in the troupe, we'll have our sashes on, and we're going to put a black satin ribbon across the Dom Scouts embroidered badge, because that's appropriate.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to go find ribbon. Probably in San Jose, but I'm going to find ribbon.
There's ribbon. It happens. It's okay.
I bet Az has ribbon.
Az has ribbon, but she uses that to
do her ribbony things.
That would be the like Az ribboning me with needles a year ago.
So we have just a few minutes left. I really want to say that, you know, we talked a lot about Fauna and about, you know, what kind of a vibrant, jubilant woman she was. Fauna was complex like any human being is. She had her highs, but as high as her highs went, she had her lows. And what I want everybody out there to understand is that we're all complete and whole people. And just because you look at somebody and they're smiling constantly doesn't mean that at some point they're not having some kind of pain. So sometimes we become very consumerist in our relationships, where we realize what we get from the other side, but we forget to give back. And if there's one thing that I've learned from Fauna, is that it's really important to give back. And if this isn't a reminder, I don't know what is. So that's me being sappy. Fuck you. I could still be a sadist and be sappy.
No one said that you couldn't be sappy.
And nobody said it was poorly stated. It was beautiful.
On that thought, the thing that kind of kept, the first thought I had when I heard the news this morning was that I remembered that she had written this really like personal and vulnerable journal entry a couple mm-hmm. days ago. And I remember the comments, and they just showered her with so much love and support. And I just kept thinking, she left knowing that she was loved. She left like completely and 100% aware of how much people actually loved her. If she didn't know, she knew now, you know, because we came in droves and told her.
That day I was telling you earlier, and Az knows, I'd happened to be in Hollywood in a parking lot near her house, and I thought, I won't call her because I'm sure she's sleeping, because that post was like, I gotta get to sleep. And I saw her. And we went back to her apartment, which is a couple blocks away, and we spent a couple hours chatting. And I thought, I didn't call her because I didn't want to wake her up. And here she is, putting her arms around me, like no big fucking deal, right? But yeah, left totally.
She did. She knew she was. She knew. Yep.
I'm gonna try to actually say something with that and get through it.
Lizzie,
hi, Lizzie.
Hi. So. I demoed bottomed for her for the last class that she did, which was humiliation class. And it was a really big deal for me because that's always been like, man, on my hard limit list. And she was so, it was because it was Fauna that I agreed to do it. And at the end of the class, the last thing she had me do was get on my knees and kiss her boot.
That's
and of everything I did that night, that wasn't humiliating. I was happy to be down there. And later she told me the look on my face when I did that. She was like, oh. And it was great. And that's how I saw Fauna. I would kiss her boot anytime I saw her again. I didn't make it. Sorry.
And you took the whole room with you. Nice. No.
So if you didn't know Fauna, be sad, because you should have.
I can't tell you how many people I saw on FET or that message or text or whatever, and they said, I only met her once, but I really wanted to know her. Or I really remember her. You know, it only took one time for them to meet her, for them to make an impact. To have an impact made on their life by her.
Okay.
Can we also just say a quick note of support to her boy?
Yeah, I mean, he's being taken. I don't want to put his name out there.
No, we don't have to, but I just want to say that people are thinking of you if you...
Real quick, we got to wind up.
Wind up.
We are on the Twitter at Kinkalectual. I'm at Insidious Muse.
I'm at Service Lab.
She's Audax Oceana. Who are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter, but I'm on FET. Bird on the Brim.
Bird on the Brim.
Lizzie Land on FET.
Lizzie Land on FET.
And Lady Maleficent.
Lady Maleficent on FET. So, we'll be funnier next time, I promise.
Where?
Good night.